Dare to dream, dream, dream. Welcome to the Dare to Dream radio show. I'm your host, Deborah Dashinger. Join me every week as I interview inspiring guests from all walks of life, all ages, all backgrounds, all parts of the world, who had a dream and found a way to make that dream come true. Listen to this worldwide award-winning radio show every week and learn to dare to dream and make your dreams come true. Sit back and enjoy, and welcome.
You can be anything, a rock star, beauty queen, fly with a broken wing, baby, if you dare to dream, dare to dream.
Welcome to Dare to Dream Radio. I am your host, and this is Debbie Dashinger. I'll tell you, one of the things that I value the most out in the world in my life is freedom. So it's really interesting. I'm going to be talking about a type of freedom, which is often happiness and is a choice. And a little bit later, we're going to be bringing John Perkins onto the show, and I'm excited to have this guest. This is a man who is dedicated to transforming the world into a sustainable, just, and peaceful home where all beings can thrive. And John says, by recognizing that the marketplace is a democratic voting booth, we the people have the power to demand new goals, ones focused on developing a sustainable, regenerative, just, and peaceful world. Amazing conversation about to happen a little later. So let's talk about attitudinal healing. And it was Gerald Jomplosky who said, we can only be happy now, and there will never be a time when it is not now. I was doing a meditation last week, and at the end of the meditation gal said a poem written by Jeff Foster. If you haven't heard of him, check him out. Guy from the UK, really prolific poet who writes very much all the things we feel and in beautifully colored ways. So I've been really following him and posting his stuff and giving him credit. This is a quote from Jeff Foster, the poet, which says, regret is rewind, the longing to play the past. Fear is fast forward, the desire to control the future. Peace is play, a thrilling free fall into the aliveness of now. And I say, nothing can make you happy until nothing can make you happy. So what are those principles of attitudinal healing? Well, the first one is health. Health is really inner peace. It starts with that, and it can be the single dream that you dare, which is peace of mind. The second way to heal, to create happiness, freedom, now, all the things we're talking about, and peace and play, is the essence of our being. And really, the essence of our being is love. When you boil it all down, there is one thing that exists, and you can choose it and choose to act from it and be it. Love cannot be hindered by anything physical. It just is. And then the third thing is giving is receiving. And I also think it's very important to receive. All of us are taught from early on the importance of giving. Check out in your life how much you actually are and how much you're stepping up. But also, how do you show up when there is the hotel maid or a janitor or the person who's checking you out at the register or someone who's a flight attendant? Or how are you showing up to strangers who are other human beings on the planet? Very important, kindness right now more than ever. And also to remember to receive, to fill up your own inner jug. The next thing is that all minds are joined. All beings truly are one. Be nice if we acted as though, because what we give out is truly what we're giving to ourselves. So all healing, therefore, is self-healing. Now is the only time there is. That's the fifth. Now is the only time there is, this moment. So get out of that regret, which is the rewind, the longing, which is the past, the fear, which is being in a future that hasn't even happened, or a desire to control. It's about now this moment. The sixth thing is that decisions are made by learning to listen to the preference for peace within us. When you prefer peace, when you prefer the mindful present moment, when you prefer love and kindness, you can always ask, how would that act? How would that be in this moment? What would that look like? And then implement that. Implement that idea of love and kindness out to another, to yourself, to the world. And the final one is a forgiveness. Big one, huh? Especially today. Forgiveness really is the way to true health and happiness. Releasing the past, letting go of the fears of the future, just to forgive ourselves and others, that it is what it is, that it is. So again, we can only be happy now, and there will never be a time when it is not now. As chief economist at a major international consulting firm, John Perkins advised the World Bank, United Nations, IMF, U.S. Treasury Department, Fortune 500 corporations, and leaders of countries in Africa, Asia, Latin America, and the Middle East. He is a founder and board member of Dream Change and the Pachamama Alliance, nonprofit organizations devoted to establishing a world that future generations will want to inherit. He's also the author of the New York Times bestseller, Confessions of an Economic Hitman. John has been featured on ABC, NBC, CNN, CNBC, NPR, A&E, The History Channel, Time, The New York Times, The Washington Post, Cosmopolitan, Elle, Der Spiegel, as well as in numerous documentaries, including The End of Poverty, Zeitgeist, and The Apology of an Economic Hitman. He was awarded the Lennon Ono Grant for Peace in 2012 and the Rainforest Action Network Challenging Business as Usual Award. You can find out more about him at johnperkins.org. John, welcome to Dare to Dream. It's really great to have you.
It's wonderful to be here with you today. Thank you so much for having me on your great show. And I love that introduction you just gave. That was so beautiful.
I have been watching your TED Talks, your videos, your Marshall Talk. I am so taken by who you're choosing to be in such a visible way and for what you stand for. And I think that's where I want to start, is to ask you, at a time when I think there are many who feel paralyzed by what they're seeing, who feel powerless and overwhelmed by the climate today and all the wrong, if I may, that's taking place and how to even affect change, how is it your mission to speak up in the way you do and to say the things you do? How do you allow yourself to be so visible and so vocal?
Well, Debbie, you know, I think this is perhaps the most exciting time in human history. I think we're truly going through a revolution that's bigger than the Industrial Revolution or the Agricultural Revolution or the American Revolution. I really think we're going through a consciousness revolution. I'm blessed by the opportunity to travel around the world. I just got back from 2 months, mainly in Latin America, the Caribbean, and parts of California and the United States, on speaking tours. And I get to meet people from all walks of life, from CEOs to big corporations, to teachers and people at green festivals and conscious life expos and so on. And also I spend a lot of time in Asia and in the Middle East and in Europe. And everywhere I go, I find that people really are waking up to the fact that we need to change our relationship to each other and to the earth. We need to bring love, the very thing you talked about, into our lives a lot more. We need to understand that we've created an economic and a political system around the world that just isn't working, and we need to change it. And, you know, when you go through times like this, times of severe change, there are always actions and reactions. So what we're experiencing politically in the United States, the incredible division here in the United States, also in Europe with Brexit, and throughout so much of the world, is really a stirring of the pot. I see that as a symbol and as a symptom of the fact that people are really waking up and need change, and they're not sure what direction to go in. So some people are advocating the far right, some people are advocating the far left. But beneath all of that is this understanding that we must have very, very significant changes in the way human beings relate to each other and relate to our planet.
Absolutely agreed. Indeed. You know, your book, Confessions of an Economic Hitman, spent 73 weeks, which is awesome, 73 weeks in the New York Times bestseller list, translated into 32 languages, really groundbreaking as an expose of clandestine operations and things that created the current global crisis. So I want to talk a little about that. What is it that you know, because you've got the finger on the pulse, what is a current global crisis that we may not be aware of, that we should be aware of and wake up to?
Well, I think actually probably most of your listeners are very aware of a lot of these things because, you know, you talk about them on your show. But the climate change is one of them, the political turmoil that we're going through, so many things. But I want to say that the Confessions of an Economic Hitman was written, it was published in late 2004. This past year, I came out with a new book, The New Confessions of an Economic Hitman, which kind of takes off from that book and goes a lot further, 15 new chapters that go into how terribly things have changed since the first book was written. And I think this is important to understand that when I wrote Confessions and when it was published in 2004, we were really talking about the way that we exploited the third world, what we call the third world, the developing countries. But in the years since then, this whole system has come home to roost in the United States and in Europe. So the very techniques that I used as an economic hitman to exploit resources in other countries, to put people deep into debt, to put other countries deep into debt, has now really been, these tools have been used against us here in the United States and Europe and throughout partly the whole world. Things like credit card debt and education debt and healthcare debt, that we've been hit, all of us. And I think it's important for us to understand that. And also even to understand the very people who think they're hitting us, the very wealthy, the very powerful, they too are living on a very fragile planet, a tiny planet. And they are part of a species that's threatening itself with extinction or at least radical change. And this is an important thing for all of us to understand, that we must come together, that there really is no Russia or China or Turkey or the United States. These are just perceptions, or we've created perceptions of different cultures, of different ways of living. And because we've created those perceptions, they have a huge impact on reality. There's no question about that. They have a huge impact on reality. But the deeper reality is that we're all human, and we're all living on a very fragile planet. And we need to come together and we need to stop looking at them as the problem and understand that we're all the problem. And I think that gets back to your opening comments about love, compassion, forgiveness, bringing all that onto a global system that will create something that we will be proud to pass on to our children and grandchildren, and in fact, to the children and grandchildren of all species.
As humans on this fragile planet, and you're right, the listeners here do want to come together, and hopefully way beyond that, that people are hearing the call of this, that this is the way out. What are the practical strategies that we can start to employ to regenerate everything from, as you said, health to a life economy to what's going on with the countries, what's going on with our own lives? What can we do practically on a day-to-day basis?
Yeah, I'm glad you asked that question. And in fact, that's a large part of the most recent book, The New Confessions of an Economic Hitman. I actually have long lists in the back of the book and strategies that for students, for retired people, for everybody in between, for corporate executives, for parents, for teachers, list of things that we can do. But to sum it up, I think we need to recognize that there was a major change. So everything is ruled by perception. Human perception has a huge impact on objective reality. And that's a schematic concept. It's also a total concept that's consistent with the new physics, with quantum physics, with psychiatry, psychology, with so many things, that it's perception that controls things. And when I went to business school, I was taught there was a perception that a good corporate executive, a good CEO, makes a decent rate of return for investors, but is also a good citizen, takes good care of his employees and the communities where his corporation works. That all changed when a new perception was totally adopted in 1976. At that year, there was one moment in that year, actually, when Milton Friedman was awarded the Nobel Prize in Economics. Now, Friedman said a lot of things, but perhaps the most significant thing, the thing that changed perception, was he said the only responsibility of business is to maximize profit, regardless of the social and environmental costs. That was new. And it's created a very destructive global economic system, a very greedy one, a very selfish one, and that changed. So we really, out of this, have created what I call a death economy, an economy that's based on warfare, the threats of warfare, to allow us to be huge budgets diverted from everything else into making weapons, and also on killing the earth, ravaging the earth, destroying the very resources upon which the economy depends. It's a failed system, and it's run by corporations. And the good news, and I'm going off long here, I'll stop it unless you ask another question, but the good news is that corporations are just people. And we, all of us, every one of your listeners, we have a lot of power over these corporations if we'll just exercise it. You know, we all buy from corporations. Many of us work for corporations or manage corporations, invest in corporations. Corporations are not good. They're not bad. They're groups of people. And they are impacted by perception. And the perception that rules them today is that their only responsibility is to maximize profits. That's a new perception, and it's something we need to all work on changing. And there's many ways we can do that. And I can get into more detail if you'd like. But there's a lot of details on the New Confessions of an Economic Hitman, and we can go into more of that. But the main point is that we need to turn this failed system around, and we can do it. We, the people, are the ones that have to do it.
I would love you to give a couple of examples, and I just want to recap that. So the corporate system has been built on greed and selfishness as a business mantra, and the economy has been based on warfare and ravaging the earth, and corporations are basically groups of people, which does create optimism in my mind and a little light there, and they were taught it's all about maximizing profits, which means kind of no responsibility anywhere other than to the almighty dollar. So in order to turn it around, John, yes, give us a few practical examples, since we are people who may buy, work for, influence corporations. What can we do?
Well, Debbie, let me start with a little history. So the American Revolution was really inspired by a great hatred of the corporation, the East India Company. The Boston Tea Party was all about. This was the most powerful political and economic force in the world at the time. It controlled more than half the world's commerce. King George of England was under its thumb, really, and also part of it, an owner in it. And so it was a very powerful and hated corporation in the Americas. And so when the American Revolution was won, the founding fathers and legislators decided that never again will the corporation have that kind of power. It's ironic as they look back. But so the first 100 years of this country was a nation. No corporation could get a charter anywhere in the United States unless it committed, promised that it would serve a public interest, building bridges, providing goods and services that help people. And charters lasted on average 10 years. After 10 years, the corporation had to demonstrate that it had served the public interest and promised to continue to do so to get another charter. That was an incredibly effective system. And the other part of it was that no corporation could buy another corporation. That was illegal for a corporation to buy another corporation. That all changed in the late 1800s. There's a story behind that. It revolves around John D. Rockefeller. But to make the short version is that in the late 1800s, that changed. And suddenly, corporations were allowed to buy other corporations. Rockefeller, who had Standard Oil, said, my oil companies have to be able to consolidate. We have to be able to buy up other oil companies. Developing oil requires massive amounts of technology and money. And so he got Delaware and New Jersey to change the laws, and after that, every state pretty much followed. But and over time, we've become more and more oriented toward corporations having basically no responsibilities except to maximize profits. But we have an incredible precedent. And so I think we're at a point today where we recognize we've created a death economy, a form of capitalism that is no longer working, what I call predatory capitalism. And we've got rising sea levels. We've got melting glaciers. You know, the list of problems, we all know this long, long list of problems, starving people and so on. And so what we really need to do is create a life economy, an economy that's based on cleaning up pollution and regenerating destroyed environments and recycling new technologies for energy, communications, transportation, banking, everything that are totally based on life and love and making a better planet and making a better place for people, animals, plants, everything. And there's no question in my mind that we can do this. It's not a new concept. I've spent a lot of time with indigenous people and in the Amazon and elsewhere, and we all know that throughout most of our history as human beings, we've lived very sustainable lives. We've lived in a life economy. So we need to understand the importance of creating that. And so each and every one of us needs to make sure that the corporations that we work for, that we buy from, that we invest in, are dedicated to creating an economic system that is itself a renewable resource, a life economy. And there's, you know, many ways we can do that. A lot of it depends on who you are as an individual. You do it through your radio show. I do it as a writer and a speaker. I constantly write and speak about these things. Something everyone can do is pick a corporation that you're upset with. Monsanto, great example, mm-hmm. or Nike, or Walmart, or Exxon. Pick a corporation, and once a week, send that corporation an email and say something like, hey, you know, I'm never going to buy any products that are made by you or that involve anything made by you until you stop putting chemicals in all your seeds, if it's Monsanto, or pay your workers a fair wage in Indonesia, if it's Nike, or stop or clean up all the oil spills around the world that you've caused, if it's Exxon, and so on and so forth. Send that email to the corporation and also send it to everybody in your social networking circles. Mm-hmm. Ask them to send it to the corporation and to everyone on their social networking circles. These corporations have to listen to their customers and their employees. We've seen time and time again where movements like this, consumer movements, have gotten rid of apartheid in South Africa, cleaned up terribly polluted rivers in the United States, getting corporations to open their doors wider to minorities and to women. These are effective means, and I can go into more detail, but that's sort of the summary version.
That's huge. I mean, I'm doing that politically right now. That's the one I knew I had to make a change through peace, but also through effectively having a voice. I'm on a lot of political emails right now and signing things and getting behind things and marching and all of that. And I truly believe in the power of using networks. And frankly, that's how the Women's March even happened, was just something someone sent out. So before we go to break, I just want to recap how important this is to create a system that is a renewable resource, is what we're looking for, to live a sustainable life. Go ahead, pick a corporation that you feel upset with. Once a week, send them an email and let them know, I'm not going to buy your products until X happens. Pay fairly, clean up whatever they're doing, stop the chemicals, whatever it is, be clear in that, and be sure once you've done that once a week, you send it to everyone on your social network circles to also send out. See what happens then. You're listening to Dare to Dream Radio. Get your free Dare to Dream Radio mobile app from iTunes, and the app is called Dare to Dream with Debbie Dashinger. Also, join me on Facebook after the show at Dare to Dream Radio and TV. We'll be back with more with John Perkins right after this.
Hey, everybody. This is Dr. Dane here, and I would like to invite you to an adventure in being. I've just written and finished a new book known as Being You, Changing the World. Are you one of those dreamers? One of those people who's always known that other possibilities should be available but haven't yet been able to see them be created? Well, I wrote this book for you. In it, you'll find tools, processes, and unique perspectives to change the things you've always wanted to change but didn't know how. In it, you'll find an invitation to a different possibility for a way that we can be in this world that changes not only our lives, but by being us, allows us to contribute to changing everything planet-wide that doesn't work. Are you aware that truly great people, truly being them, is the only thing that has ever created a great change on this planet? Are you willing to step up? Are you willing to be one? Check out a copy of my new book, Being You, Changing the World. I invite you to go to beingyoubook.com for a free gift.
Radiant Skincare is located on the west side of Los Angeles, and it's the best skin and body care clinic to pamper yourself. Their services are both for men and women. Radiant Skincare offers the latest in techniques and products. Your face and body are in the best hands, and you'll love what they do. Check Yelp for rave reviews about Molly at Radiant Skincare. Be sure to try their microcurrent facelift for a non-surgical, natural-appearing facelift. Go to Radiant Skincare, located at 1700 Westwood Boulevard in Los Angeles, and get the best skin and body treatments available today. Call Radiant Skincare at 310-696-9554. With rave Yelp reviews, call 310-696-9554. Mention Dare to Dream Radio and get 25% off at Radiant Skincare. Just call 310-696-9554.
Tell the world about your product or business. Advertise on Dare to Dream Radio. The award-winning program is syndicated on over 60 stations, has a big following, and large listenership. If you're ready to expand your reach, become a sponsor or advertiser on Dare to Dream Radio. Best rates, great results. Email at ads@debbiedashinger.com. That's ads@debbiedashinger.com.
What if the world doesn't function the way we've been told? What if we truly can bend the laws of physical reality? What if we can end limitation? What if weird were the coolest thing you could be? And what if it's time for a totally different reality? Are you ready to create it? Are you ready to dream as big as you dare? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything in my life changed for me. This is your invitation to step into something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Shakespeare, Gandhi, Galileo, and Aristotle all knew to be true. It's not about the answer. It's about being the question, always. It's about truly being you, whatever that looks like, and changing this world. Is now the time? Start by signing up for a free video series at beingyouclass.com. That's beingyouclass.com. What if you are the gift and the change this world requires? BeingYouClass.com.
MyBestsellerBook.com helps you self-publish and you keep all the royalties. Even if your book is already published, MyBestseller.com will help you become a best-selling author. Your book will be promoted to a large global following. Enjoy a press release and book review. Make your next book launch bigger and better. MyBestsellerBook.com has long-term client credibility and 100% success in turning books into bestsellers. MyBestsellerBook.com.
Tell the world about your product or business. Advertise on Dare to Dream Radio. The award-winning program is syndicated on over 60 stations, has a big following, and large listenership. If you're ready to expand your reach, become a sponsor or advertiser on Dare to Dream Radio. Best rates, great results. Email ads@debbiedashinger.com. That's ads@debbiedashinger.com.
When making the decision to hire a coach, find a pro who delivers. Debbie Dashinger is an expert with an impressive platform that gets results. Let go of issues and shift your life into brilliance. Go to www.debbiedashinger.com. That's D-A-C-H-I-N-G-E-R, debbiedashinger.com. Debbie believes that we are each meant to shine our light and fulfill our unique path. Hire a coach who delivers. www.debbiedashinger.com.
Debbie Dashinger's Radio Interview Mastery Program is a unique branded system that works. MediaMasteryRadio.com puts you on a fast track to grow your business and easily book interviews. Learn how at MediaMasteryRadio.com. Debbie is fiercely committed to guiding entrepreneurs, authors, speakers, healers, and business people. Learn how to leverage your radio appearances to grow your business and increase your visibility at MediaMasteryRadio.com.
MyBestsellerBook.com helps you self-publish and you keep all the royalties. Even if your book is already published, MyBestsellerBook.com will help you become a best-selling author. Your book will be promoted to a large global following. Enjoy a press release and book reviews. Make your next book launch bigger and better. MyBestsellerBook.com has long-term client credibility and 100% success in turning books into bestsellers. MyBestsellerBook.com.
Tell your soul to me, I will never let go completely. One day our hands will be.
Welcome back to Dare to Dream. This is Debbie Dashinger. I'm interviewing New York Times bestselling author and lecturer John Perkins, and you can find him on his website, and the name, last name is P-E-R-K-I-N-S. And again, that website is johnperkins.org. And John, I want to talk about these nonprofits that you're a founder and a board member of, Dream Change, how perfect, Dream Change and the Pachamama Alliance. I have heard of Pachamama. What are they devoted to? Let us know in case people would like to get involved. And why is being a founder of them meaningful to you?
Well, Dream Change came out about, 30 years ago. I'd been a Peace Corps volunteer in the Amazon before I was a chief economist, an economic hitman at a big consulting firm. When my conscience got the better of me, when I understood what I was really doing as an economic hitman, I quit and I went back to the people I'd been with as a Peace Corps volunteer and said, I want to help you change your rainforest. And they said, I want to help you save your rainforest. And they said, well, that's great, but if you want to do that, it's your people you got to change. They're the ones who are buying the oil, who are drilling it. It's your companies that are destroying this rainforest. And more than anything, it's your dream of big buildings and lots of cars and heavy industry. You got to go back and change your people's dream. So I came back and founded Dream Change. And we dedicated ourselves to doing workshops and presentations and get-togethers and writing books that would change dreams. And in fact, we have something now called the Love Summit, which is phenomenal. We did one last year in Portland, Oregon, and we're doing another one this year in Cincinnati. You can go to dreamchange.org and find out more. And it's by invitation only to a group of powerful entrepreneurs and corporate executives. And we have some amazing speakers. And it's all about letting these corporations know that the future of success stories of corporations is creating a love economy, a life economy, bringing love into business. They already know that what they're always trying to sell out there is love. Love our product, love our company. And what we're saying is the only thing that's going to really sell in the future is love ourselves, love each other, love the earth, love the plants, love the animals, love the rivers, love the mountains, love the earth. And it's not a woo-woo type of thing. This is, we've got very powerful speakers who come from big business talking about the need to do this. I'd really encourage all your people to go to dreamchange.org and look at this. The Pachamama Alliance grew out of Dream Change 25 years ago, about 21 years ago. And it's become a very large organization. We're now in, I think, 83 countries. we are based in San Francisco. We have twofold mission. One is to help preserve the rainforest. We spend a lot of money hiring lawyers and others to help defend indigenous rights and rainforest rights in Latin America and other places. And the other aspect is in these 83 countries, we have something called the Awakening the Dreamer Symposium and other programs that are aimed at understanding that ultimately the only way we save the rainforest is to change the dream of our people. So these two organizations have very common backgrounds, but they approach things differently. Dream Change is very oriented toward young entrepreneurs, young corporate executives, and so forth. And Pachamama Alliance, has a much larger global audience. But they're both basically headed toward creating a socially just, environmentally sustainable, and spiritually fulfilling world.
Well, I'm very curious about how you make the changes and the shifts and the creations that you do, because so I researched you. I know you come from a background of affluence, and I know that you had this particular job as an economic hitman and then suddenly realized, I'm creating impact in the world. I don't think this is really what I want to be aligned with. So you completely did an about face. And from there, between your books and your lecturing and these organizations and the places and spaces you go and those you connect with to affect change, these are big dreams, but also big creations. So tell us, how do you create the dreams that you dream? When you become inspired, what do you do to implement to such great effect?
Well, you know, I look to what I most enjoy and what I think I do best, which is writing. And I love to speak to corporate executives and consumers and all kinds of people. I do a lot of speaking at universities. Just a couple of weeks ago, I was at Texas A&M University, and before that, the Writers' Conference in San Francisco, and before that, the Conscious Life Expo in Los Angeles, and a rock concert in Costa Rica, and on. It's quite a variety, and I love doing that. And I think it's really important for us who are change agents to do what brings us the greatest joy. Burnout doesn't work. I've seen too many socially and environmentally dedicated, responsible people who just get out there and they do work that they don't enjoy doing, and in the end, they burn out. We have to do what we enjoy doing. You enjoy doing a new radio program. I can tell that from the way you do it. And so that's the most important thing for you to do. But for me, it's writing and speaking. But for some people, it's being a parent. For some people, it's teaching in elementary school. For some people, it's being a carpenter or a plumber. You know, whatever it is that you most enjoy, do that. But do it in a way that helps to create a life economy that keeps waking people up. If you're a carpenter, you know, use renewable materials and let all your customers know that that's what you do, and so on. There's so many ways to do it. I don't come from a place of affluence. My dad was a prep school teacher at a boys' private school in New Hampshire. He didn't make much money at all. We had home and food all the time given to us by the school. But a very poor mill town is where I went to school through eighth grade, and then I went to this preppy school. And I was surrounded by kids with lots of wealth. I didn't have it myself, and I always wanted it. And so when I became an economic hitman, suddenly I had it. I was flying first class around the world, staying in the finest hotels. I was realizing what I thought was a dream of mine. And I got to say, it was really hard to get out of it once I realized that what I was doing was not at all what I thought I was supposed to be doing. I thought I was supposed to be helping the poor get wealthier, when I get better off, and what I realized is that that's not the system we were in. And once I realized it, though, I was living this life that I thought was my dream, and it was really hard to get out of it. But after that, you know, I was only in it for 10 years, and finally I realized that this was not what I wanted to do. So again, Debbie, I think the most important thing is for all of us to aim for the same goal, which is creating a life economy, an economy that cleans up pollution. Let's pay our corporations to, instead of making war materials, to mine the plastic that's in the oceans. and to clean up all the oil spills around the world and reuse that oil from every gas station around the world and every oil development site and regenerate the destroyed environment, fill in the old strip mines and plant trees. We can pay people to do that instead of to make missiles and armaments and kill each other. And let's, you know, really encourage companies to recycle and to create whole new technologies, things we haven't even conceived of, for energy, communications, transportation, banking. You know, solar and wind are great right now, and they're doing better and better, especially solar. But there's technologies out there that haven't even been conceived of yet that we can move into. It's a very, very exciting time. And each of your listeners, though, really needs to look into his or her own heart and soul. What brings you the greatest joy? What brings you the greatest bliss? And realize, yes, with everything, there's a certain amount of monotony. I love writing, but a lot of it requires editing. It requires sitting down and disciplining myself. There's some monotony there, and yet ultimately that's what I prefer to be doing as opposed to practically anything else in the world. We need to look to those things. Do what you love most, but if all of us do that and we aim toward creating a life economy, we're going to create a beautiful world.
Wow. So writing, speaking, that is your sweet spot, your wheelhouse. And we started a conversation during the break, and I just want to bring it here on air for the listeners. I was inquiring with John about, you know, how do you get these speaking gigs? Are you always talking to people who are aligned with your message? And I want to, you know, open up the mic here for you to share some of what you were telling me, because apparently you have been recently with some very affluent, influential people who are CEOs, and take over from there, some of the surprising audiences you've had lately.
Yeah, it's interesting, Debbie, that, you know, because I think of my background as chief economist and I have credibility there, I get invited to speak at a lot of corporate events over the years. And most recently, very recently, I spoke to 90 very, very wealthy billionaire real estate people, hedge fund investors in real estate and developers and so forth, 90 of them, and 89 were white men. One was a white woman, and it was very interesting. This is in Southern California, at this very sumptuous dinner. And, you know, I when I got asked to do this, I told the organizers, hey, you know, I'm not going to pull any punches. I'm going to tell what I write about. Do you really want me there? Why would you want me there? And the response is that, as I've heard many other times when I've spoken at corporate events, is our people are smart. They know the system isn't working, but they don't know how to change it. They want help to understand that. And Debbie, over and over, when I then meet with some of these people individually, maybe at the reception afterwards, I sometimes hang out with them for 2 or 3 days after I give a talk. And what I hear over and over is a lot of executives that say, hey, I've got kids, I've got grandkids. I want to create a better world, but I'm afraid that if I lose half a percentage of market share, my main stockholders will get me fired. They'll fire me and replace me as someone who only cares about market share. So they say to me, get out there and tell everybody in the world who might buy my products, send me emails, organize consumer movement. I need to be able to take these emails to my major stockholders. I want to hear, hey, Company X, I love your products, but I'm not going to buy them anymore until you clean up pollution and pay your workers, whatever the issue is. And these executives are telling me, oh, I've got 100,000 of these emails, and I can take those to our main investors, stockholders, and tell them, hey, these are our customers. We've got to listen to them. Let's remember all the companies like Woolworths and Bethlehem Steel and so many other companies that no longer exist because they didn't really listen to their customers. So that's why I say one of the most important things everybody out there can do is pick a corporation and start a really big consumer movement. And it's very easy these days with social networking to make that happen. Executives want to hear this. And I also want to add, I know there are sociopathic executives who don't give a damn. But you know what? Their goal is not profits. It's not a higher salary. Their goal is success. And it just so happens that these days we measure success by profits. And we need to change that. If we start measuring success as being the corporations that are taking a leadership and creating a life economy, those are the executives that we put on Time, on the cover of Time and Fortune, and write about and talk about, then the sociopaths also will buy into that system.
Well, this is huge. So for the listeners, it just strikes me that this is the drumbeat of corporate America today, maximize profits, success by profits. Please understand that that also means there's an inherent weakness if maximizing profits is what it's all about. And bottom line, as an influential customer, you go out and have your own drumbeat about why this doesn't work, why you won't buy, and why you will let everybody and anyone know in your sphere. You will be pushing them because that is their weakness. You're telling them, I'm not going to help maximize your profits until you and name it. So, folks, Dare to Dream Radio, we will be back. Stay right there and join me on Twitter. My name, Debbie Dashinger. Look forward to the next segment.
When you're pondering the big questions like, is there more than this? How can I have a happy relationship? What would it take to like my body? And how do I make more money? Where do you go for information and tools? Check out the online store at accessconsciousness.com. AccessConsciousness.com has books, DVDs, instant video and audio downloads, online classes, and so much more. Subjects include abuse, changing your body, recovery, raising children, business techniques, tools to generate more money, how to have better sex and healthier relationships, just to name a few. At AccessConsciousness.com, you can also find facilitators who teach local classes on a variety of subjects. AccessConsciousness.com, your one-stop shop for tools to assist you in changing your life. All of life comes to us with ease, joy, and glory. Go to AccessConsciousness.com to learn more.
Radiant Skincare is located on the west side of Los Angeles, and it's the best skin and body care clinic to pamper yourself. Services are for men and women. Radiant Skincare offers the latest in techniques and products. Your face and body are in the best hands. You'll love what they do. Check Yelp for rave reviews about Molly at Radiant Skincare. Be sure to try their endermology treatments. They are cellulite treatments. That's their specialty. Endermology reduces your body's dimpling and fat accumulation. It beautifully contours and smooths out any cellulite and fatty areas on your body. Call Radiant Skincare at 310-696-9554. Go to Radiant Skincare, located at 1700 Westwood Boulevard in Los Angeles, and get the best skin and body treatments available today. With rave Yelp reviews, call 310-696-9554. And mention Dare to Dream Radio to get 25% off. That's Radiant Skincare at 310-696-9554.
Be laser focused on ideal clients. Advertise on Dare to Dream Radio. Great rates at ads@debbiedashinger.com. Create awareness of your valuable content. Sponsor the Dare to Dream Radio Show at ads@debbiedashinger.com. Advertising amplifies everything you're doing towards success. Increase your business. Write to ads@debbiedashinger.com.
What if there's nothing wrong with you? What if you're far greater than you've ever given yourself credit for? What if it's time to know the gift and the contribution you are to the world and to like yourself a lot more? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything changed for me. Asking questions opens doors to infinite possibilities. And it's not about finding the answer. It's about being the question, always. What I'm inviting you to step into is something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Gandhi, Picasso, and Aristotle all knew to be true. What if no question is too big or too small? What if anything is possible for you? What if together we could create a kinder, gentler, happier world? Is now the time? Go to beingyouclass.com and sign up for a free video series, My Gift to You. beingyouclass.com. What if you, truly being you, are the gift and change this world requires? BeingYouClass.com.
Do you have a published book that never reached its bestseller potential? Are you working on a book or ebook you hope to publish soon? Do you have a book locked inside, waiting to release your message to the world? Go to mybestsellerbook.com. My bestseller book will launch your book to a guaranteed bestseller status. Learn more at mybestsellerbook.com.
Be laser focused on ideal clients. Advertise on Dare to Dream Radio. Great rates at ads@debbiedashinger.com. Create awareness of your valuable content. Sponsor the Dare to Dream Radio Show at ads@debbiedashinger.com. Advertising amplifies everything you're doing towards success. Increase your business. Write to ads@debbiedashinger.com.
Learn at your desk teleseminars. Desire to fix your finances? Become a best-selling author? Execute your goals full circle from dream to done? Learn how to be interviewed on the radio for your business? Expert Debbie Dashinger teaches worldwide teleclasses. Her teleseminars receive rave reviews. Sign up for the teleclasses or receive the downloadable audios. Go to DebbieDashinger.com for your audio class now.
MediaMasteryRadio.com. Learn how to get booked on radio, be paid in money, time, and sales quickly while helping others through your media visibility. At MediaMasteryRadio.com, learn how to get on radio and be interviewed. Debbie Dashinger is a success and media expert who is a proven professional. Go to MediaMasteryRadio.com. Stop struggling to acquire clients. Learn to achieve instant visibility to the masses. Book radio interviews for a profitable business. Learn to communicate what you do and get results at MediaMasteryRadio.com.
What is forgiveness like in your life? Is there someone right now that you need to forgive? Project Forgive is changing all that, teaching you how to skillfully forgive and finally get that freedom. Go to www.projectforgive.com. It's time you freed yourself and freed your dream. You're listening to Dare to Dream.
Tuning in after we've started, this is Debbie Dashinger on Dare to Dream Radio. I'm interviewing John Perkins, New York Times bestselling author, activist, and chief economist. Find out more about John at johnperkins.org. John, this is Dare to Dream. What are you next, Dare to Dream? What are your future dreams and goals?
Well, I totally dream a new system of economics, politics, et cetera, that's truly based on love and life, what I call a life economy or love economy. That's why we have the Dream Change Love Summit every year, I mentioned earlier. I know this is a time of changing consciousness around the world, and I deeply believe that we've reached a point in human history where we have the option to move into a consciousness that's based on love and cooperation. And in fact, as you may know, I've written a lot of books on indigenous cultures also before I wrote the economic books, books like Shapeshifting and The World is As You Dream and Psychonavigation. I spent a lot of time with indigenous cultures. All over the world, indigenous cultures have prophecies, like the prophecy of the eagle and the condor in Latin America, and the 2012 prophecy of the Mayans and the Hopi prophecy that tell us that we've entered a time for the potential for human beings to rise to a new consciousness that revolves around cooperation and love. And so many cultures have prophesied this time. I'm very excited. I feel that we've entered this time. The prophecies don't say it will happen. They say we have the opportunity now. We're in a portal, so we have the opportunity to make it happen. That you and I and all of your listeners and my readers and your readers and all of these people, we're the ones that have to make it happen. And we're in that time now. So it's very, very exciting. So my dream is that we will make that happen. And we are making it happen.
I once saw a photo of you with the Dalai Lama. Did you meet him? And would you share that moment?
Oh, yeah. I was in Leh Ladakh, which is an Indian protectorate. It used to be part of Tibet. He was there, too, and it just so happened I was leading a group of 33 people, taking them into Ladakh. And the Dalai Lama was leaving on the same flight that we were from Ladakh to Jammu, India, and as he walked into the airport early in the morning with his entourage, he was carrying my book, Shapeshifting, under his arm, which was very cool. So he invited me to sit next to him on the airplane when he found out the author was there on the plane, and we had a great conversation. And as a result, he invited the 33 people in my group and me to his home to spend an afternoon with him in his living room chatting with him, and it was a phenomenal experience. It was just, you know, it was one of those seemingly serendipitous moments. It's nothing really serendipitous, but that was remarkable, and I've written about it quite a bit in some of my books, some of the things he said, which were, you know, he's an amazing guy. He's a great example of a man who's deeply spiritual, meditates for hours every day, and also takes action, writes a lot of books, speaks all the time, travels all the time, he's devoted himself to action and to meditation and spirituality. He's really managed to combine the two in a remarkable way.
Did he offer you anything or say anything that you have carried with you still to today that created such change or was momentous?
Lots of things, and those are in the book, but I'll mention one of them to you. Somebody asked him, they said, you know, there's a writer out there, I don't remember who it was, who is advocating that everybody around the world take 5 minutes off at a certain date at a certain time and pray for peace. What do you think of that, Your Holiness? And the Dalai Lama said, well, you know, praying for peace, meditating on peace, that's good. But if that's all you do, it's a waste of time. And it may even be counterproductive. He said, because if you walk away from praying for peace and say, hey, I've done my bit, that's not enough. You have to take action every single day. He loves it, daily action. He said, you have to take daily action to promote peace. Pray for peace, meditate for peace, and also act for peace. Do something every single day. And I think that was such a wise statement. You know, I think it's great advice for all of us that whatever we dream, keep dreaming it, dream a better world, more sustainable and so forth, and also do something every day to make it happen. And that something can be as big as going out and marching and ending up in jail or whatever, getting your head beaten by cops, or it can be sending a Facebook post every day or every other day, a tweet or emails, like calling somebody on the telephone, talking to people. But the important thing is to take action. And, you know, passion, emotions are energy. So if you're feeling angry, I'm angry. I'm angry at corporations. I'm angry at my government. And they used to use that anger in destructive, even self-destructive ways. And it was eating on me, you know. And when you let anger eat on you, when you just keep it inside, you can get cancer, you can get heart attacks, it can be very destructive. But if you do something beautiful and positive with that anger, which is what I do, I'm still angry, but I'm having a great time with it. I'm writing books. I'm doing what I want to do. I'm with you on this program. And my advice to everyone is, feel your anger or feel your sadness or feel whatever it is you feel, and you use that as a source of energy to take actions that will really move you into a space that'll please you.
Beautiful, John. How and where can people connect with you?
I'd love to have people go to my website, johnperkins.org, and sign up there for my newsletter. You actually have to put your email address in the little box. I'm on Facebook and Twitter. I try to do a Facebook thing just about every day. Many of them now I'm doing in video. So please go to my website, johnperkins.org, go to Facebook, and let's stay in touch. And on my website is places where I'm speaking. I speak at a lot of places. I would love to meet some of your listeners in person.
Terrific. I'd love to hear you speak in person next time rather than video, so I'll make that dream come true. John, thank you so much for coming on the show today.
You're welcome, Betty, and thank you so much for all you do to make a better world. What you do is essential. It's so powerful. Thank you.
From my heart to yours. I end today's show with this quote from Jeff Foster, "Nothing to fear." 99.99999% of your fears live only in your imagination, in anticipation, and in memory. Even if the worst happens, you'll find yourself dealing with it at the moment, responding from a place of presence. You don't have to deal with it now. You'll handle it then. And who knows? The worst thing may turn out to be your greatest teacher, your most profound call to awakening, an invitation to the kind of courage of which you'd never thought yourself capable. Fear isn't your enemy, but a signpost. Breathe into the moment. Subscribe to my inspirational videos at youtube.com/DebOnTheRadio. And if it's time for you to become a best-selling author, time to learn how to get booked on radio and get really big results through media, go to mybestsellerbook.com. Let me teach you how to message yourself and get your book to a guaranteed international best-selling status. Thanks for joining me today on Dare to Dream Radio.
To contact the award-winning syndicated Dare to Dream radio show, go to DebbieDashinger.com. Keep your excellent feedback and comments coming. Your host, Debbie Dashinger, is an expert at goal achievement, a media personality, an international best-selling author, and a keynote speaker. Debbie leads high-quality teleseminars on how to achieve goals, how to be a self-published best-selling author, and how to get booked on radio. All classes are at DebbieDashinger.com. Debbie's best-selling books are Dare to Dream, This Life Counts, sold on Amazon, and her second book, Wisdom to Success, The Secrets to Accomplish All Your Dreams, sold online at all bookstores. Tune in again to hear the next inspiring interview guest who has turned their vision into a successful reality. Want more support in making your dreams come true? Go to DebbieDashinger.com. That's www.DebbieDashinger.com. You'll see videos, MP3s, archived interviews, and amazing products sharing the secret steps to making your dreams come true. Remember to dream big with every expectation that your dream will become real. Dreams are free, so free your dreams. What do you dare to dream?
Here I'm standing now, waiting for my time to be all that I can. To forget.